Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, Fusion Church. Amen. Happy Friday. Happy Freedom Friday. Come on now. And I know that it's freezing out there. That's why probably we're seeing Doug's face and glasses. Looking good, Doug. Looking good. Oh, I got to get myself a pair like that. Amen. Well, we are in Matthew chapter 4 this morning. Let us all begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just praise you and I just thank you, Father. You are so good. You are so wonderful, Father God. And I just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Speak to us this morning, Father. Let it be you and not me, oh Lord God. I thank you in advance what you're doing, what you have done, and what you are about to do. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the worship. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I know it's cold out there, guys. I'm feeling it in my bones, but you know, we got to stay warm. It won't last forever. It's only a season, okay? So let's hang in there. All right, Matthew's chapter 4. Let us begin. When Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, sat him in the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Verse 7, Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up in an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I have given you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. 12. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region, and the shadow of death, light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." 18. And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. when he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," they immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending the nets. He called to them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptic, paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes follow him from Galilee and from this beyond Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. You know, this the author of Matthew, of course, is believed to be Matthew, you know, basically this book goes into the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the teaching of Jesus, and it shows that Jesus truly is the Messiah promised in the Old Testament. You know, and it starts off verse 1. It says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry." You know, fasting is one of the things that we've been doing for the last almost 2 weeks. And it's something that is when you give up something you enjoy just to get closer to the Lord. You're giving up something that you like to do just to get closer to the Lord. And this fast, Jesus was without food for 40 days and 40 nights. His body was weak at this moment, you know, and when our bodies are weak, we are physically weak, and we may not react the way we should when situations come, you know. And we read to be tempted by the devil, to be tempted by the devil. Our enemy, you know, is not going to attack you when you're strong, you know, when you're reading the word of God and you've been studying and you've been praying and all that. You know, he's not going to come and bother you because, you know, he's going to lose the battle. But he will come when you least expect it, especially when you're weak. Especially when you're weak. When you're weak physically, mentally, spiritually, that's when he likes to attack us. That's what he likes to do. And in verse 3, it says, "And now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread.'" You know, so here the tempter is called by his name, you know, the devil, you know, and he's a tempter. So he likes to tempt people to do what he wants them to do. He likes to cause chaos. He likes to disturb. And that's what he came to do. And he talks about these stones that they're talking about in this particular chapter. In the wilderness, there are many of these particular sized stones that they resemble like a loaf of bread. They're almost like the size of a loaf of bread. They have the color and the shape of a loaf of bread. That's why they're making references to them to give the reader a better understanding, you know. And the enemy will always use our weakness to tempt us to fall. He will use our weakness. This is why, you know, I'm always saying that we need to be in the Word of God. We need to know the God that we serve. We need to understand the word that he has given us, because his word is what we need. His word is what we need to have the victory, you know, and to overcome the enemy. And here in verse 4, it says, "But he answered," this is Jesus, he answered after being tempted by the devil, because the devil, first of all, he caused doubt. He says, "If you are the Son of God, command this," you know. It's nothing like being tempted. It's nothing like being hungry. And then now they presented to you a picture of food and say, "If you are the Son of God," temptation, you know, questioning Jesus, who he is, because the devil always is gonna have you doubt or try to cause you to doubt who you are as a son and a daughter of Jesus Christ. You know, because we are called his sons and we are called his daughters. And sometimes he just wants to come and bring havoc to us and cause us to doubt that. But look what Jesus did in verse 4. He says, but he answered and said, it is written, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. By knowing the word of the Lord, the enemy will be afraid of you. By you knowing the word of the Lord, the enemy would fear you. You know, so we need to make sure that we know the word. In 1 Samuel 18:12, he says, now Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David. See, enemy, afraid of somebody. Because why? Because the Lord was with them. When we are in the word of God, you know, and we don't share this thing. We don't speak a lot about the anointing that we have in the presence of God, the anointing that he has given us, that anointing of his presence. When we are in the word of God, his anointing is upon us. We will reflect something different to people when they look upon us, because we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And here, and I just read in 1 Samuel, you know, Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him. Why? Because he reflected the Lord God. You know, he reflected that. And that's why it's important that we are in the word of God day in and day out to be able to come against the enemy and be able to stand against him. In verse 5, he goes into then the devil took him. So that didn't work. So now the devil got, let me try something different. So he said, the devil took him up into a high holy city and sat him in the pinnacle of the temple, you know, and said to him, if you are the Son of God. Again, another question. Again, to bring doubt, you know, to bring fear, you know, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. That is from Psalms 91, verses 11 and 12, where that is written. So here the devil tries to cause doubt by questioning Jesus again, if you are the Son of God. He wants to bring doubt. He wants to bring doubt. You know, and then, you know, then he uses the words, you know, to tempt Jesus to throw himself, to make Jesus to do something. He wants some action out of Jesus, you know, on his behalf. So temptation for Jesus to do something, to throw himself, because he could easily throw himself down, you know, but then now he's doing what the devil wants him to do, what the enemy wants him to do. We cannot get caught in some type of temptation that's going to cause you to do something that you shouldn't be doing for that person, and you shouldn't be doing it for the enemy. You know, we need to make sure that we know who we are, that we are his sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus. You know, so therefore we know where to stand. We know where to stand. In verse 7, it says, Jesus said to him, it is written. Amazing how it is written is said over and over again. Why? Because the word is written. The word is written. And if it's in the word, we can use it. If it's in the word, we can declare it. We can speak it out. You know, so Jesus says, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. In Deuteronomy 6:16, it says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You know, this is back in Moses' time, that they, you know, that the people were thirsty, they wanted some water, and they were complaining to Moses, and you know, so they were getting God angry. So, you know, so here in that word Messiah, it's the place, in the wilderness where the Israelites tested God by complaining about the lack of water. Moses struck the rock with a rod, and water flew out of it. You know, so you know, we're not supposed to be tempting God. You know, we need to make sure that we trust God and wait upon Him and wait upon Him. And but here the enemy wanted Jesus to do something, you know. But then again, you know, Jesus replied using the word saying, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." And then again, the enemy, yeah, I lost strike one, I got strike two. So what's going to happen now? So he said, again, the devil took him up into the exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the glory, you know, again, to tempt Jesus. He uses beautiful things to tempt us. The enemy uses bright things, shiny things, you know, things that we like to tempt us, you know. And it says in verse 9, and said to him, "All these things I will give you." You're there. All these things I'm going to give you if you fall down and worship me. You know, temptation comes in all sizes, in all shapes, and in all colors. And you know, and could be just about anything. You know, we need to be grounded in the word of God and know the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. We need to know who we are in Christ. We need to know that we have authority in the name of Jesus and that we need to stand our ground. You know, and not fall for every trap that the enemy wants to set forth. Because here, you know, he's tempting him. He says, fall down and worship him. Now, you know, Jesus already knew who his enemy was. But at this particular time, Jesus was weak. He was flesh. He was hungry. He was thirsty. You know, and that's why the enemy was throwing him everything that he could come up with, you know. So to get Jesus' reaction, because if Jesus would have fought for that, you know, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here today. But thank God that Jesus overcame the temptations, because he was still flesh. Even though he was the Son of God, he still felt, he still thirsted, he still was hungry. His body was physically frail at this particular moment. But then, you know, he knew who he was. He knew who he was. And what does Jesus say? He turns around and said, Jesus said to him in verse 10, he says, "Away with you, Satan." So now he calls him Satan. He's not called, they're not devil no more. He calls him Satan. "Away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Jesus said, enough is enough. You know, it stops here. He says, away with you. You know, if you give the enemy too much ground, he's going to hang around. If you let your ear, you know, and you take your ear and you start to listen to what he's saying and what he's accusing you of, you know, you're giving him time. You got to just put him out. You know, you got to put him out. You got to say, get out of here. If you have, you know, I remember once when I was, when we were married not too many years. And one time we were there and my wife was in bed. I was already out. And she walked me up and she told me, she said, I was here and I was meditating and something came into the room. Something came into the room and she felt something in the end of the bed, said that something like somebody sat down there in the end of the bed. Well, guess who that was? Come on now. We don't talk about it too much, but it's real. And we got to be realistic. We have an enemy, you know, and he wants to destroy us. And we have to know his tactics. And he'll come in any shape, in any form, in any size. And she felt the mattress actually go down. You know what she did? She said, I have no time for you. Get out. And guess what? It left. That presence left. Why? Because we have authority to decree, to declare, and to speak it out. We have authority to command him to leave us. Just like Jesus did right here, he said, away with you, away with you, and call him by name, Satan. He wanted to make sure that he knew who he was talking to. You know, he identified who he was talking to. You know, it wasn't one, it wasn't a little demon somewhere. It was him, the man himself, Satan. And he says, away with you. You know, and what did he do? He left. He had no choice. He had no choice. Why? Because there was authority that Jesus spoke with. It's authority that we have. And that's why he constantly uses the word, for it is written. It is written. And if we use the word of God, just like Jesus used the word, you know, that he spoke it out. He spoke it out. In Deuteronomy 6:13, he says, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him. You know, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him. He's the one that we need to fear. He's the one that we need to trust. We need to serve him. We need to serve him. And what happens in verse 11? Then the devil left, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. You know, so he had to leave. He had to leave. And guess what? You know, and here, you know, let me read you another verse. In James 4:7, it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Don't let him continue to talk. Don't let him continue to talk. You know, you go to the doctors, and doctors give you a report. But whose report are you truly going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And his report says, I am healed. His report says, I am free. You know, so we got to make sure that what report are we going to listen to? You know, so therefore, you know, it says that submit to God. Submit to God. Get into his word. Trust him. Love him. You know, and resist the devil. That means you got to do something. I got to do something. We cannot let him continue to wander around, disturbing us, causing chaos, and we don't do anything. That's why Jesus says, away with you. Away with you. You kick him out. You kick him out. You know, there are times that I walk around my house and I say, anything that's here that doesn't belong here, in the mighty name of Jesus, you get out now. You get out now. You know, and I start cleansing the home. You know, because if we're going to be believers, then we're going to be believers. And we have authority to speak and declare just like Jesus did. We have authority to speak the word of God over ourselves and over our family, because it is written. And it is written there for the way you and I can stand upon the word. And Jesus here was teaching us that we need to know this word. We need to know this God that we serve. We need to know that he has given us all authority to do these things, to stand upon his word and to speak out his word. And that's what we do through freedom. That's what we do through deliverance. Come on now, that's what we do through soul care. You know, that we speak life. We speak life. And so we're going through a situation like this. We need to make sure that we step up. Because, you know, when we to submit to God is to humble ourselves before God and recognize our needs, you know, to depend on him, because it's all through him. It's not us. It's all through him. We submit by following him, by serving him, and by obeying him. You know, we submit by listening to God's word and not the devil and his lies, because he comes and he brings lies. And that's what he was doing here. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? As soon as he left, come on now, as soon as he left, who comes? Who comes? Angels, not one angel, plural. Angels come and they minister to him. And they minister to him. In Hebrews 1:14, it says, and are they not all ministering spirits, talking about the angels, sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation? You know, there are ministering angels that come and minister to us, you know, and help us. He says, the word of God says, I will give my angels charge over you. They will take you by the right hand and they will uphold you. They will keep you from falling. Come on now. We have angels assigned to us, you know, to help us to fight the good fight, you know. So we need to make sure that we are prayed up and that we are in his word. We are in his word. That way we know what we are doing. And we know who's with us. We know who's with us. I believe these angels, come on now. I believe these angels, they probably were just waiting right there. They probably had the water. They probably had the bread. They probably had whatever they needed to serve the Lord Jesus. And as soon as the Jesus used those words of get away and he left, they came. They came. Why? Because they had to wait. Because Jesus had to use his authority to speak. Just like you need to use your authority to speak and to declare and decree over your home and over your family, over the situations that you are facing today, you need to declare that. You know, and as soon as, and what happened, as soon as he left, they came in and they serve him. They serve him because, you know, after 40 days and night without food, you know, that his body was weak. And now the angels came and they serve him. You know, I believe they came and they washed his face. I believe they came, they washed his feet. I believe they gave him, they came with fresh linen for him, to clothing for him, and you know, and they serve him. Why? Because when God does something, he does it right. He doesn't go halfway. He goes all the way. So there was they came and they ministered to him. You know, and look at the time already. My time is almost up. But, you know, I got stuck and it is written, you know, because why? We need to know this word. So when the enemy comes to you and attacks you, you could say, it is written. It is written. You know, in Isaiah 54:17, it is written. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. It's written, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is written. 1 John 4:4, he says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. There is nothing that you're facing today that is greater than God. There's nothing that you're going through today that is greater than God. I understand. Yes, it's difficult. I understand. It's frustrating at times. I understand. You can pull your hair out like I better pull my hair out. But you understand that, you know, things happen in life. We don't have all the answers to everything. But we have to do what Paul always told us to do. You know, he said his grace is sufficient. His presence is sufficient, you know, because he's made a way for me. He's made a way for me, you know. So therefore, I gotta stand by that word, to trust God. I don't know how many times I say when I've been broken, when I have gone through situation, and I have gone through situation, I have shared some of these things with you, you know, being betrayed, you know, being let go, being fired, you know, out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you know, why is all these things happening to me? But you know what? I understand today that I wouldn't be Pop Hernandez, that you guys know, if I wouldn't have gone through all those difficulties, all that hurt, all that pain, all that discomfort. Why? Because now I have sympathy for those who go through situation. I can feel what they feel. I understand the hurt. I understand the confusion. I understand the doubt. But guess what? Above all that stuff, God is still in control and he's still faithful and he's still telling us, you know, my word says it, you know, it's written. Let's start using that in our Christian walk. Let's start using that when the enemy comes and once you bring doubt, you say, it is written. By his stripes, I am healed. It is written, you know, I am healed. I am restored. Because I have never found that it says that when Jesus went about, and even in this chapter, he healed all that was sick and diseased and that were being tormented. He healed them all. He doesn't say that he healed some. Come on now. He doesn't say that he healed some or a few. It says that he healed them all, whatever it is that they were going through. So today, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, our God is sufficient and our God is going to help you through it. And our God is helping you through it. That's why you're sitting this morning in Zoom. That's why you're hearing my voice, because he's still faithful and he's still speaking to you. And he's still telling you, you can do this. You can overcome this. In Romans 8:31, he says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Come on. If God is for us, who can be against? All these things that I'm speaking, that I'm saying, these are things that I have used in my personal life. When situations have risen up that I needed a word of comfort, who brings it up? Holy Ghost within me brings up this scripture, and I can start saying them in the out of my mouth, and guess how he protects me. I remember being growing up in North Jersey, which is almost like being in New York City. And I have to, you know, go to the market, go to the store for my parents, and I would go through the streets. I was dark, you know, and as I walked, I will feel fear, because some, you know, there were gangs out there. There were those that wanted to hurt me out there. And, you know, and while I'm walking, I'm saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He will protect me. He will guide me. He will show me the way. And I say this to myself as I was walking. My heart is going like this sometimes, you know. And but then God, you know, I said, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. You are with me. And guess what? I'm here today. I'm here today. He protected me. He saved me. You know, he kept me from all those dangers that I think about now. And I say, like, oh my God, I've been through all that kind of stuff. Yes, because God is faithful. But guess what? I was using the word, you know, I was using the written word, and I didn't even know it, because I was just crying out to God and praying to him. Lord, protect me, guide my steps, direct me, you know. And if God would do that for me, God would do that for anybody, you know. So all you guys, come on now, all you guys, you know, just stay focused on the word of God, you know. And I'm sorry I couldn't finish the rest, but I got stuck on it is written, because some of you needed to hear that this morning. It is written over you, you know, that you are his sons and you are his daughters, and there is purpose in your life. Come on, because some of you have been doubting your purpose. Some of you have been doubting your ministry, because the enemy has been hitting you and hitting you and hitting you. And I read the group me of all the people that are going through issues, situations, and sickness, and in the hospital. And I say, for the devil is a liar, you know. And I say, Lord, have mercy, strengthen, guide, heal, restore, you know, that your word can meet them where they're at and rise them up. Because, you know, when God rises us up, he rises us up completely above the clouds. Because above all these clouds that you see, and above all these storms that you see going around, the sun is still shining. The sun is still shining. And that's why we have to soar like the eagles soar, because they soar above the clouds. And that's what the Lord, you know, constantly is telling us, you know, through him, all things are possible. What we cannot do, he can do. So let's trust him. Let's hold on to his promises. Let's make that word real to us. It is written. You know, I always write Bible verses. Like I'm a, you know, and I hear sometimes I write notes for myself, you know, and as a reminder of who this God is that we serve. And we all need to be reminded. And that's my job, to remind you who you are. You are his sons and you are his daughters. You know, and God wants to use you and God wants to bless you. Use your gifts. Use the gifts that God has given you and speak forth his word. Speak forth his word of healing and restoration on you. You know, because, you know, we go through the storms, but it's not forever. It's only for a season. This too shall pass. And in due season, you're going to have the victory. And, you know, you're going to have to victory. So don't stop. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Let's trust in God. The best is yet to come. Come on. We're almost done. Almost one more week of Daniel fast. Come on. One more week of Daniel fast. You know, so, and God is moving in this Daniel fast. I don't know, but I feel such an anointing of God, such a presence of God, because I have made myself available. And I say, Lord, 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 let this be tangible for everyone. Let everyone feel your presence, because your presence is real. I don't know, but in Cumberland County lately, you know, fire has been falling. Fire has been falling, and the enemy has been upset. The enemy has been upset. He hasn't stopped attacking. Even yesterday, we had a pipe busted in the ceiling in the foyer. So now there's work that we have to do in there and plaster and all that kind of stuff, because the devil is a liar. He's trying to stop what God is doing, and we need to continue to press on and not quit. Now is the time to advance, not the time to retreat. Now is the time to speak life and not death. Now is the time to move forward in 2025, because God is doing a new thing. He's going to do it. And it's not really a new thing. It's really an old thing, but we just need to remind ourselves that he is doing it, that he is doing it. And his presence is going to make all the difference. So let's come together and agree that we serve a mighty God, a powerful God, a delivering God, a merciful God, a loving God that has us in the palm of his hand. And he says, you are mine. You are mine. For it is written, you are his. You are his. Do not allow no one or anything to tell you otherwise. You are special. You are special. And I love you. And I see you guys that are on here. I see Christy over there looking down. Hey, baby. You know, Nicole up there, you know, Ada down here, you know, and Doc with his fancy glasses and Jesus. You know, you guys, you got to press on. We got to press on, because you know what? It's going to get very hot very soon with his presence. There's going to be fire burning services taking place. I'm just prophesizing right now. Fire burning services. Woo, that should be a message right there. Fire burning messages coming out, you know, and fire, because it's full of the Spirit, full of the anointing of God. You know, God is going to fill us like the old times that he used to fill the church. There were times that I have heard testimonies back. I am that old. The times that I have heard testimony that they have called fire departments to the church, because they said there was such a glow coming out of the church, you know, and they thought there was a fire, and it was no fire. It was just the presence of the anointing of God, the presence of the anointing of God. When people come together and they worship God in spirit and in truth, the atmosphere changes. Everything changes. Breakthrough happens. I wouldn't have to even lay hands on you and you will fall out in the spirit. Why? Because that's the presence of God. And I believe that it's coming. Come on. And I'm saying it right here. I believe it's coming. So when it comes, and if you're already feeling it, amen. Amen. Because I'm already feeling it. I'm about to take off, and I got to control myself. My wife is still sleeping in the other room over there. I'm going to wake her up. But, you know, God is good. Halavashanda. You know, I get excited. Come on. See, I get excited. I get excited that I got to stop. I got to stop. It's already up. My time has passed. I overdid it today. 36. Oh, my goodness. I apologize for that. But, you know, I don't apologize for the word of God. The word of God is true. The word of God is alive. And God wants to bless you guys. So have a blessed week. Please stay warm. Dress properly. It is very cold out there. There's still a lot of people that are sick, you know. So let's continue to pray for one another, lift up one another. But let's just be careful out there. So with that, let me just close. Heavenly Father, I just praise you and I glorify your name. And I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, Father. I pray for everyone that is watching and listening, Father God, this morning. I pray that you would just meet them where they are, Father. And I pray, Father God, that this word, Father God, that we have been reading this morning, this written word, for it is written, Father, It was written for us, Father, so that we can use it and we can speak it and we can decree it and we can declare it, Father. So, Lord, help us to understand. Help us to speak the right way, Father God, by your word, Father, to speak in love, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, what you're going to do in our homes and our family, in our marriages, Father, in the workplace, and especially, Father God, even in our churches, Father God, that you will minister the way you want to minister, that you will fill the place up to capacity, Father, that there will be an overflow, Father God, an overflow, my Lord, of your presence, Father, that's gonna go right into the hallways, it's gonna go right into the parking lot, it's gonna go right into the street, Father, and those that are driving by will say that there's something going on in there, and come, Father, there was something going on in there, and it is because of the presence of God. Have your way, O Lord God, and not us. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. You guys, enjoy your weekend. See you guys on Sunday. Be safe. Focus, focus, focus. Love you.